Hi there, Greg Van Beek. This is Nancy O'Dell, and I wanted to say congratulations on 500 episodes of Nostalgia Radio Time. That is awesome. And you're also celebrating 10 years. I mean, that's quite the anniversary. Very impressive, Greg. I love me some oldies but goodies.
Once I had a secret love. Ha, I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Go, Joe, go!
Hi everyone, this is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Hi, thank you, and welcome to program number 633 of Nostalgia Radio Time. This week we're going in the Wayback Time Machine, all the way back 85 years, and examine your Hit Parade singles chart for the week ending February 18th, 1939. We begin at number 8, and sitting at number 8 that week was Artie Shaw and the orchestra, with Helen Forrest doing vocals on They Say. Sitting at number 8 this week, 85 years ago, on your Hit Parade singles chart was Artie Shaw with They Say. If you have any songs you'd like me to play or old-time radio shows you'd like featured, send your request to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And be sure to check us out on our social media outlets on Facebook and X. And if you happen to have an interest in antique radios, check out my website at radioaddict.com/Van Beek. I've got some great sets available for you, fully restored and functional now, many with Bluetooth capability. Now sitting at number 7 for the week ending February 18th, 1939, is Johnny Messner and his Music Box Band with Could Be.
Mm-hmm. that yellow moon above. Could be that angel face is something out of phase, and not that angel face I love. Could be this heart of mine is just a valentine, and not this heart of mine at all. Could be a dream I see, but if you're asking me, could be I'm in love, could be.
Introduce you to the Umbrella Man.
Toodle-um-a-lum-a, toodle-um-a-lum-a, toodle-aye. Any umbrellas to fix today. Bring your parasol, it may be small, it may be big. He repairs them all with what you call a thingamajig. It looks like rain.
Let it pitter-patter, let it pitter-patter.
Don't mind the rain. He'll mend your umbrella, then go on his way. Singing toodle-um-a-lum-a, toodle-ay.
Toodle-um-a-lum-a, toodle-ay.
Any umbrellas to fix today.
When there's a lull and things are dull, he sharpens knives for all the wives in the neighborhood. And they say he's very good. Why, he'll darn a sock, or set a clock, fix an apple cart, or even a broken heart. Oh, he'll mend anything, but he'd much rather sing.
Toodle-um-a-lum-a, toodle-um-a-lum-a, toodle-aye. Any umbrellas to fix today. He'll patch up your troubles, then go on his way. Singing toodle-um-a-lum-a, toodle-ay.
Toodle-um-a-lum-a, toodle-ay.
Any umbrellas to fix today. Any umbrellas to fix today.
The number six song this week, 85 years ago, on your Hit Parade singles chart, belonged to Kay Kaiser in the orchestra with Jenny Sims and Harry Babbitt doing the vocals on The Umbrella Man. Now at number five was Artie Shaw with Helen Forrest once again, and Thanks for Everything.
Thank you.
for taking the skies of gray and making them blue, for taking my cares away. I tip my heart to you. So thanks for everything, every thrill in your tender caress. Thanks to you alone for all that I'll ever possess. You gave me my reason to dream and made every dream come true. And so for everything, my thanks to you.
See with, but they see only you. For you have eyes that put the very stars to shame. I have lips to sigh with. What else am I to do when you have lips that fill my very soul with flame? Tonight you're near to me in a light bright as day, but you're so dear to me I could see you even miles away. I have eyes to see with, and yet when we're apart I close my eyes and see with my heart. Could see you even miles away. I have eyes to see with, and yet when we're apart I close my eyes and see with my
From his Paramount picture Paris Honeymoon, that was Bing Crosby in our Bing Sings feature for the week. Bing was sitting at number 4 on your Hit Parade singles chart this week, 85 years ago, with I Have Eyes. And sitting at number three, once again, was Artie Shaw with Helen Forrest doing the vocal on Deep in a Dream.
Just hear it beat. This is too
sweet to be loved. This can't be love because I feel so well, but still I love to look in your
The number two song this week, 85 years ago, belonged to Benny Goodman in the orchestra with Martha Tilton doing the vocal on This Can't Be Love. And the number one song on your Hit Parade singles chart for the week ending February 18th, 1939, 85 years ago, belonged to Al Donahue with Paula Kelly doing the vocal on Jeepers Creepers. Time now for Old Time Radio Time. It's here in the show where we give a listen to complete radio broadcast from radio's golden age. This week we're going back to May 17th of 1939 and tuning into a live remote broadcast by the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Mid spotlights and celebrities, the Glen Island Casino opens its 1939 season. Let's listen to Glenn Miller's music. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight there comes music from beside the waters of Long Island Sound. NBC's microphones are present at Glenn Miller's smart opening in the Glen Island Casino, mecca of music for moderns, just off the Shore Road at New Rochelle, New York. Now may we proffer our invitation to dance to the music of one of America's foremost swing trombonists and ace arrangers, Glenn Miller and his orchestra. To inaugurate the season, Glenn Miller's very first from Glen Island, in which is demonstrated the Miller brand of trombone at sundown. Glenn Miller introduces the male heartthrob of the organization, Ray Eberly. a young man with celestial accompaniment. For Ray Everly and the Angels sing.
Sing, the angels sing the sweetest song I ever heard. You speak, and the angels sing, or am I breathing music into every word? Suddenly the setting is strange. I can see water and moonlight beaming, silver waves on an undiscovered shore. Then suddenly I see it all change. Long winter nights with the candles gleaming. Through it all, your face that I adore. You smile and the angels sing. And though it's just a gentle murmur at the start, we kiss and the angels sing and leave their music ringing in my heart.
Under a spreading chestnut tree, Glen Island's loveliness stands. Cute Marion Hutton, backgrounded by Glenn Miller and the band.
Underneath the spreading chestnut tree, I loved him and he loved me. There I used to sit upon his knee.
Neath the spreading chestnut tree.
There beneath the boughs we used to meet, all his kisses were so sweet. All the little birdies went tweet tweet.
Neath the spreading chestnut tree.
I said I love you, and there ain't no ifs or buts. He said I love you, and the blacksmith shouted,
chestnuts!
Underneath the spreading chestnut tree, there he said he'd marry me. Now you ought to see our family.
Neath the spreading chestnut
tree.
birdies were so sweet. All the little birdies went tweet tweet.
Neat the spreading chestnut.
Underneath the spreading chestnut tree, there he said he'd marry me. Now you ought to see our family.
Near the spreading chestnut tree.
Ladies and gentlemen, the National Broadcasting Company is bringing you a portion of the opening night ceremonies at the Glen Island Casino just off the Shore Road at New Rochelle, New York, where tonight the famous music of Glenn Miller and his orchestra greets the nation. Now, I should like to have you meet the gentleman who pilots this here now band, Glenn Miller.
Thank you, Hugh. Good evening, everyone. May I say that it's a great pleasure to be back on the air again, and particularly from Glen Island Casino, one of the most beautiful spots that we've ever had the pleasure of playing in. We'll not take up much more of the program with talking now. I'll turn it back to Hugh James, and he'll tell you about the next number.
Thanks a lot, Glenn, and may your stay be a long and extended one. At approximately 11:45 Eastern Daylight Standard Confusing Time, Glenn Miller provides mood music for early rising Londoners. Sunrise Serenade. One of the nation's reigning monarchs of swing trombonedom, Glenn Miller in the court of King Porter's stump.
Thank you.
King Porter, It's Wonderful. Again, Glenn Miller's petite songstress, Marion Hutton, a lovely miss who should have no reason to have to ask for her share of love. Miller plays now a melody of ethereal beauty based upon a strain from the Park Avenue Fantasy. Ray Eberly gives voice to Stairway to the Stars.
and climb that stairway to the stars, with love beside us to fill the night with a song. We'll hear the sound of violins out yonder where the blue begins. The moon will guide us as we go drifting along. Sail away on a lazy daisy, paddle over the rim of the hill. Can't we sail away on a little dream and settle high on the crest of a thrill? Let's build a stairway to the stars, a lovely stairway to the stars. It would be heaven to climb to heaven with you.
Given the benefit of the Glenn Miller arrangement, the usually decorous Miller tribe, Runnin' Wild. Gentlemen, the National Broadcasting Company has been present to welcome to the Glen Island Casino, just off the Shore Road at New Rochelle, the music of Glenn Miller, one of America's ace arrangers and swing trombonists. May we wish Glenn a very pleasant and successful engagement here at the Glen Island Casino, just off the Shore Road at New Rochelle, New York.
Go, Joe, go!
And the old clock up on the studio wall tells me it's time to close up shop for another week of Nostalgia Radio Time. I'm Greg Van Beek. Thank you for listening and hope you'll join me again next week for more music and memories of the greatest generation. Feel free to email me with your comments about the program or any song requests. Send them all to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com and check us out on Facebook and X as well. And if you happen to be looking for an antique radio, check out my website at radioaddict.com/Van Beek. So until we meet again next week, I'm Greg Van Beek saying so long for now.